good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Try to grab a beer.
Or seven.
The brown note. That's the one I sent you.
You people keep on sending me pictures of Zima. I can't track any down, honestly.
I saw some the other day and almost bought some, but I was cheap and decided not to. But I'm going to this weekend. Gosh. And we're going to crack open the first Zima of the podcast.
Did you see our listener submission, the Zima tribute?
No, I didn't.
Jordan Dahl, he took a shirt and he laid it down and he just laid a Zima in the middle of the shirt. And he's like, holla at my boys in Ohio.
Good. That's awesome.
I know.
Because we, you know, it's common knowledge that we are the single reason.
We tip the universe into the favor of Zima.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We also, big news, we passed 2,000 followers on Instagram.
Beautiful, beautiful people. Thank you very much.
We're chopping wood. Funny story about this is, like, the second we hit 2,000, I made this really nice picture that said thank you. And then as soon as I put that up, there was about 7 motherfuckers who were like, fix this for you. And they unfollowed us. So we went down to like 1993 real fast. Well, and I'm like,
fuck them.
Yeah. So
how dare they?
It was like Sandar from, oh yeah. Some guy from Sandar that lived in Baghdad or some shit like that.
He got another call in on his customer service line.
I would say there's a special place in hell for you, buddy, but you're going where all the virgins are at, so it'll probably be a lot better than wherever I'm going.
15 virgins?
Yeah.
Or 19, whatever it is. Who needs that many virgins? That's greedy. Yeah,
that wouldn't even be fun.
Or 72. What is it? How many? It's, I don't know.
That's too many. That's too many. That wouldn't be fun either.
No.
Oh my God, it hurts.
That's dirty work.
Yeah. And we also have t-shirts for sale.
Yes, we do. I got a lot left still.
Really? I have a lot I have to ship.
I got a lot of people that say they're going to buy them, but they haven't yet.
I just shit my pants.
Yeah, I got quite a few left still. $6 for normal sizes, anything extra large or more, $8. And then if we're shipping them, just
add $2.
$2 more. So they're still really cheap. And we have plenty of them. So if you want them, let us know.
Represent. And we had a guy from Australia on Instagram write us, and he wants to know how much to go to Australia. And I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I say we'll figure out a way to get him one.
Yes, I will take it there myself.
I have connections.
Yeah, I know a guy that used to work at Outback, so I could definitely get something over there.
The Foster's guy.
Yeah. Australian Fabia. So this week, I have to do a quick shout-out and a fact correction.
A fat correction?
Yes. One of our listeners, Amanda Lee Seeley, she wrote us and said that...
Cussed us out.
She said, guys, the Ramseys never divorced. And I said, I'm going to have to check into that because I think they did. And ultimately...
I think you said that.
Yes, I did. I did say that. And ultimately, they did not divorce. I don't know
why.
They
should have.
Yeah. They should have fucking killed themselves. But I thought... I read that over and over that they had divorced. I don't know why that was stuck in my brain.
Fake news.
Yes. Lots of fake news. But Amanda, thank you. And for any of you in the New York City metropolitan area, she has a very reputable photography business.
Oh, yes.
Amanda Lee Seeley Photography. So you can check her out. I don't know if we have any
free plug.
Any people from Yonkers or Staten Island, Long Island, something like that.
Jersey.
You need your pictures taken? She'll take pictures. She'll do those Bordeaux pictures for you while you lay there in your tidy whities with shit stains on your underwear.
Chicken wings beside your bed. Go see your girl.
Yeah. What are we talking about this week?
Oh, this week we got a good one. We both wanted to do something that didn't require a ton of research because last week completely
speak for yourself.
Fucked us like crazy. Yeah. No, this one was a lot different because we're not going into, you know, like what happened to somebody and going through a bunch of details. We're going through spiritual games,
urban legend,
legend games, whatever
like
you want to call
spiritual
them.
Spiritual rituals type.
Yeah,
thing,
like pretty much like rituals. Yeah, that
fucking devil's work.
Whether it be stuff that was created via the internet or stuff that's, you know, that has like a strong lore to it or whatever. We looked into a lot of different things. A lot of ones that I found were interesting, but I really couldn't find a lot on, or they weren't as entertaining to cover.
Right. I want someone to die at the end of this game.
Yeah, yeah. And I think with a couple of these, if you guys try them, and if you die, let us know.
Yeah. Contact us from the other side. Actually, I've reached out to a couple psychic mediums.
Ooh, nice.
And I have a couple that have agreed to come on the show.
That's awesome. We need to get them on there. Let's figure out a way to do that. And also, something else that we're throwing around here that I know for sure I talked to you about, and I know that I want to do here soon, is I want to start getting people that want to tell their stories, their
paranormal
ghost
related
stories, or paranormal related, so we can start either Skype chatting them, something to where we can record them and have a good, you know, conversation with it. Yeah. We're pretty much just going to leave it open. If you have a story,
if you've ever had contact with the other side type, like maybe a paranormal.
Yeah. If it's an interesting story, like we don't want to be like, I saw a ghost when I was little.
Yeah. My Uncle
and that
Ted.
Was it. But yeah. If you have a story that you think was cool, we're going to do a whole episode on, like guest encounters or like listener encounters with spirits and other type of beings. And just give you a chance to tell your story if you want everybody to hear it.
Yeah, just let us know, write us, and tell us that you have a story, and we will find a way to record you.
Yeah.
Or get you in the Brohio studio.
I want to start. If you're local, definitely I want to have you at someone's house, and we'll take care of it there. But yeah, I want to do this for an episode, hopefully within the next month. I think that'll be a really cool episode. I think a lot of people will like it, because a lot of people buy it on the spiritual stuff, which is
ghosts.
Pretty cool. I love it. That's one of my favorite things to talk about.
I would like to be touched by a ghost.
Ooh, yeah.
Imagine how awesome.
Touched by an angel?
Yeah. No.
But a ghost?
Yeah, a ghost. Just slide his little Casper hand into my
butt.
Yeah, my butt. But I'd want the fat one. You ever seen the Casper movie?
Yeah.
Like a fat uncle?
Yeah.
I'd want him.
Yeah, he was
old. We could eat afterwards. And I'm down with that.
He was a giver. He knew how to.
So I think you have the first game.
Yeah, I do.
Or ritual, or...
Now, there's... For mine, we're not going to go into a lot of backstory with them. I'm just going to pretty much... What I'm going to do is pretty much just go over the exact ritual of what you need to do, the things you will need, if you need yourself or multiple people to do these with. A lot of mine, though, I think only have one... where you need multiple people.
How many of yours involves condoms?
None, unfortunately.
That's sad.
Not that I know of.
I hate condoms.
Yeah, I'm not fond of them. What guy is?
Right.
And that's why we have three kids.
Yeah.
Each.
Yay!
Okay, the first one that I'm... The first story that or ritual that I'm going to cover is called Daruma-san, or the bath game, which is what it's known here.
I played the bath game once.
How'd that go?
Well, I'm not allowed to see him anymore.
He is locked up.
Yeah. I put money on his book sometimes.
Send him a couple bags of Cheetos every now and then.
He sends me a card at Christmas. And he draws a naked lady in it.
Ooh, that's fun.
No.
As you open up the pages, it just gets more and more naked.
Sticky.
It's sticky.
Pages don't flip, Mom.
You won't see her completely naked because the pages are stuck. This game is kind of described as like a spiritual red light, green light. Or the way that I see it, it's more as a hide and seek with a ghost.
And that's always good shit to play with the other side.
Yeah. The initial ritual... Once it's been performed, it follows the rules of a Japanese children's game called Daruma-san ga Koranda.
That's my favorite kind of sushi, too.
It's so good.
Yeah.
That translates to the Daruma doll fell down. Now, the player, so if it's you or I, it would be one of us, is it, while Daruma-san attempts to catch you. Now, if Daruma-san catches you, you're fucked.
You die?
Well, who knows what happens? I don't want to find out. I don't know about you.
Well, we don't know what happens after Daniel-san catches us?
Nobody knows. So it's either a really shitty game, or Daruma-san sucks at catching people, or I don't know. Those people can't really tell a story if they got caught, so who knows?
You're like, what happened? They're like, what do you mean what happened? What happened when Daruma-san caught you? What the fuck are you talking about? Nothing never happened.
Yeah, now Daruma or Dharma dolls are traditionally a symbol of good luck, which is what's kind of ironic.
That's scary.
Yeah, but it's the game itself, of course, is not a lucky game, so you're kind of screwed. Yeah. Now, you're one player, so you'd be flying solo on this dude.
Oh, is this a single-player game?
It is a single-player.
What kind of fucking person just sits around like...
just playing games? Oh, wait till I get into the details.
I'm all done with Call of Duty. I'm going to try and summon
summon Daruma. Yeah. Daruma-san. Now, to play this game, you need a bathtub. This is the main thing. So, not a shower. You cannot have a shower.
That's the main thing my uncle needed was a bathtub, too.
That's where he cooked all of his moonshine.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So, you gotta have a bathtub. A bathroom, of course, with a bathtub, but that's self-explanatory. You can't have just a random closet that has a bathtub.
I don't even know. This is Japanese.
It's a Japanese.
I didn't even think they had bathtubs. I know they have weird shit over there.
They do. Now, here's the instructions. You first, to start off the game, you have to begin this game at night, right before you go to bed. You want to get butt-ass naked, which is how any good game should start, with a full bathtub and you're completely fucking naked.
I've played this game with my wife before. I'm like, get naked, get in that fucking bathtub.
It's called Who's in My Butt.
Yeah.
Now,
hey, don't fucking touch that.
Now, you want to take your clothes off, go into the bathroom, fill the tub up with water, and turn the lights out. So this is a complete hazard.
This sounds like suicide.
You want to throw up a wet floor sign just in case. You want to climb into the tub, and you're going to sit down in the tub facing the faucet and the knobs. And you're going to close your eyes and begin washing your hair. Now... hopefully you don't have the herbal essence.
Can I tell you,
like, yes, yes.
Can I? When I was a kid, my parents, their bathroom, for whatever reason, the tile around the faucet was missing, so there was just like a black hole.
Aww.
And I had this irrational fear. You know that pink slime from Ghostbusters? Yeah. Like every time I'd wash my hair, I'd have to close my eyes. I had this irrational fear that this fucking pink blob hand was going to reach out and grab my circumcised dick and rip me into the wall, like pull me out into this hole.
This is going to touch home with you. It's going to hit home with you. Now, as you're going to wash your hair, and you're going to repeat the words, Daruma-san fell down. Daruma-san fell down. Do not stop repeating them until you've finished washing your hair. And do not open your eyes. You're going to keep your eyes closed the entire time.
This sounds like Biggie Smalls lyrics. Daruma-san fell down. Daruma-san fell down.
Now, if you have performed this correctly, you're going to gain a mental image of a Japanese woman standing in the bathtub.
Oh, good.
She's going to slip and fall, landing face first on a rusty tap. And it's going to go right through her eye.
And so is your fucking homeowner's insurance.
Her right eye. So, yeah, she's a risk. So you may want to up your coverage before this.
Bitch cray.
Now, if you hear any noise behind you, or you feel any type of movement through the water or anything, you do not want to turn around and whatever, you just don't open your eyes. So mind your own fucking business.
Oh,
wash your hair.
God.
And if you see her, you're going to ask aloud, why did you fall in the bathtub? Now, you're going to ask the question, and you're just going to let it hang there. With your eyes shut, you're going to stand up and get out of the tub. Don't split your fucking wig. Do not drain the tub. Get out of the bathroom. Shut the door behind you.
You don't even get the chance to dry off.
You don't get to dry off. You don't get to drain the bath.
Get that ass naked.
Yeah, you need to be wet, naked, and sexy.
Yeah.
Once you get out of the bathroom and you shut the door behind you, you can open your eyes. Leave the bathroom alone as you left it. The water in the tub, door shut until morning. Do not turn on any of the lights.
Then you're going to need 6 gallons of kerosene.
Then go to sleep. So
no problem.
You're going to do this ritual. You're probably going to shit in the tub a little bit. Yeah. Don't wipe. Yeah. Don't go back in there. Go to sleep. Leave that shit for the next day.
The Daruma-san chick's like, oh no, you poopy in bathtub. Ah, me gouge out other eye.
Nice little nugget. So you're going to wake up as usual. Yeah, you know, business as usual. The game begins once you open up your eyes.
Oh, so this hasn't even started yet.
So, no, this is preparation.
This is horse shit.
Yeah. You're going to go about your day. This is when the stuff gets good.
And just a casual reminder, this is someone by theirself.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. This is a good setup. That's good. You're going to go about your day as normal. You'll feel a presence behind you. Now, if you look, there's a good chance you're not going to see anything. Now, if you just glance over your right shoulder, though, you may occasionally see her. Now, her hair will be black and tangled, and she's only going to have that one eye because, you know, she got the shit beat out of her by,
she's
that,
gonna look like
by
that,
that tap.
She's going to look like that bitch from The Ring.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But with a gouged out eye.
Because that movie wasn't scary.
Fuck that movie. She's going to get closer and closer to you as the day goes on. Now, should you see her and find that she's too close, you know, for comfort, you're going to shout, "Tamare." Now, that means stop. And you're going to run away. And what you want to do is get as much distance between you and her as possible. Do not allow her to catch you.
I am emptying my lungs into my rape whistle.
Do not allow her to catch you. That's the main thing. Yeah, carry some mace.
Yeah.
Now, to end the game, you have to get her in your sight from looking over your right shoulder.
I thought you were going to say you have to get her in your trunk.
You're going to capture her in like a pillowcase and drown her in the tub. Once you see her, you're going to shout, "Kita!" And you're going to do a chopping motion with your hand. You're going to go, "Kita!" Yeah. And you're going to do a chop.
And then you're going to fucking throw your pokeball.
You're going to throw your shoulder out of socket. Now, "Kita" means "I cut you loose." If you have performed this correctly, that's going to end the game. She's going to be fucked up because you just Chuck Norris karate chop.
And if you don't speak Japanese, you're doomed to this eternal darkness.
If you have not performed this action correctly, you need to fucking hightail and get the fuck out of there. Now, that's the game.
Getting your Honda and roll out.
Yeah, exactly. A couple other things that I'll add is she likes water and dark spaces. So, obviously, while you're playing, you want to avoid going into water or dark places.
She's like a mushroom.
And when you say "Tamare," you're going to want to not use that often. So if she's getting close to you, don't use it just to... Because whenever... each time you use it, the time it takes to stall her is going to be shorter. So she's going to be closer each time use that.
It's like your dad voice with your kids.
And you're exactly.
"Sit your fucking ass down." You can only drop that every once in a while because...
And then it loses meaning. They're like, okay, this guy is not going to do shit. He doesn't want CPS called. He's not going to do shit. Now, the ending must be performed before midnight that day. If you do not complete it before then, you're giving her permission to Freddy Krueger you and enter her dream. Enter your dreams.
Set up shop and stay.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you don't want her to do this, obviously. And
she's a nappy-headed hoe, for real.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is that if she thinks you're going to try to end the game, she might hide. But you have to have her in your sight and yell "Kita" and do the karate chop in order for it to end. Well, the last thing... this is going to be about second attempts here with ending the game. You don't want to play the game. Well, this is at, you know, you don't want to play it more than once. If you play it a second time, she begins in the same position that she was at the end of the last game.
Oh.
So if she's just over your shoulder at the start, at the next game, she's going to be just over your shoulder. So she's going to be really close to you.
Don't do that.
Don't let her catch you.
That's why people in Japan are so miserable. The filthy air and this fucking bitch following everyone around.
Yeah, fucking Daruma-san.
You know they don't do, like, restraining orders and stuff there.
No, there's too many fucking people.
Yeah.
They got two hard-ass languages to talk.
Yeah.
They're eating sushi all day.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees.
Look at these.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got for that one. That's my numero uno.
That's pretty good.
It is a fun one.
Well, I'm going to start with Bloody Mary.
Oh, that's a good one.
She's the original.
She's an OG.
She's the OG bitch.
She's the fucking cunt in the mirror.
Okay, I'm going to start with... so, normally when we hear stories like this, there's like a certain truth behind it.
Okay.
So you hear these urban legends. Something had to happen in order to spur these.
To spark it. Right.
Yes.
Right.
So that's how we get to Bloody Mary. In my notes, I have the ritual listed first, but I'm going to kind of go with the story of Bloody Mary.
Does it have anything to do with menstruation?
Yes, it does. And it has to do with the delicious drink. I'm just kidding. But it does have, there is a menstrual cycle involved.
Oh, see it. I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah. She gets her name from Queen Mary the First. And sometimes when people see her, she's clutching a dead baby in the mirror, which is kind of,
well,
kind of crazy. She,
so she's not a good mom.
Well, we'll get to that. She was a product of Henry the Eighth. Henry needed a heir to the throne of England, and he couldn't have a boy. But he had Mary, and he kept on cycling through wives.
He should have just froze himself and asked me how to have boys. I can tell him.
Yes. So he kind of cycled through wives and kept on having children, and he couldn't quite get a boy. The thing was, when he would get a new wife, the new wife would either like Mary or she would fucking hate Mary. So Mary went through this nonstop process of either being practically held captive in a prison type setting, or maybe the next wife would like her and she would actually sit as the princess on the king's court.
Okay.
Which is, think about it, she's a kid going into becoming a teenager. How fucking mentally traumatic that would be for someone of that age.
Yeah. It sucks being that age alone, let alone having to deal with all that shit.
Yeah. Mary was actually, she was permanently separated from her mother at the age of 14.
Okay.
Which that's hard for
that
a girl.
Sucks. Yeah.
There was horrible periods of depression for her while she was going through the different moms. And it was also documented how god awful her menstrual periods, like her menstrual cycle was. Menstrual period even a word? I don't know.
I don't know.
I know how to buy tampons.
I don't have girls.
I know how to buy tampons, but I don't know what to do with them. Okay.
I think you put them in your butt or something.
Yes,
like that.
I know they're good for nosebleeds.
They plug up drains.
And extreme instances of diarrhea, they work as well. But Mary, she finally took over in 1553 as the queen.
So stupid.
The thing was, she couldn't find a husband. She needed a husband. No one would marry her.
Is it because she's so bloody?
I think it's because her name was Mary, and they couldn't. Like, I can't marry Mary. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So she went through all these god-awful negotiations try and do an arranged marriage, and no one would marry her.
She's like a child bride.
Yes. And they finally found this guy named Philip, or Philippe, however you want to pronounce it, of Spain.
Philippe.
After an extremely long period of negotiations,
he wanted the girl down the block with the hair lip.
It was exceptionally foreign for someone to marry someone not from England at that time. So the fact they had to go to Spain, it's completely just out of the realm for this shit. They had to fucking... So she had a mail order groom. Just like all the service members here always... Yeah. They're like, this is my wife, Kamichiwa. And you're like, yeah, I'm sure she didn't...
Cool.
Sure she didn't marry you for a fucking green card. Yeah. But they did the prearranged marriage with Mr. Philippe. The thing was, during this negotiation period, Mary fell in love with Philippe.
Oh, okay, that sucks.
She loved him. She wanted Philippe's D, but Philippe was not giving it up. He was like 10 years younger than her, and he wanted nothing to do with her. Essentially, he just wanted to come to England and just fucking rock out eating fish and chips and not be around the queen.
So for our Harry Potter fans, it's like Voldemort's mom and Tom Riddle.
Yeah.
Same situation.
And the historians wrote, starved of affection from her childhood, deprived of the fulfillment of sexual love and children during her adult years, she was ready to lavish all her frustrated emotions on the husband she had acquired so late in life. So this motherfucker,
he was
set up for fucking doom, okay?
This poor motherfucker.
There was no chance of him excelling in this marriage at all. What do you mean get you at McDonald's, babe? And get the fuck away from me, you fucking... Yeah. But 2 months after they got married, she became pregnant.
Yeah, but okay.
I guess Philippe was telling people on the street, like, look, I'm not fucking this bitch. I didn't. There's no way I got her pregnant. So naturally, they did what every person in this situation would do. They went on the Maury Povich show. No. So the outcries of Philippe, like, no, I did not get this woman pregnant. There was, you know, doctor types that could take a look at her at that time and say either you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. But since she was the queen, there was no one certified to look at her lady bits.
Oh, that sucks. So they didn't have the EPTs back then?
I guess not. How many times have one of those just shattered your day?
Jesus Christ.
Me, not once.
Three.
So, they said that, okay, so it's come to fruition that Mary is a fucking nasty, hateful bitch. And all of the people in England hate her, okay?
Okay.
So the people in England are saying, well, she's faking a pregnancy and she's going to steal a child.
Oh, shit.
Keep your babies close.
And the people became, at the time, the Protestants and the Catholics in England were completely divided.
No way.
But she was a diehard, like, devout Catholic.
Of course.
And her way to get the Catholics to come back together and to help give the Protestants some fucking act right is she signed death warrant executions for 240 men and 60 women to be burned at the stake.
That's fucking hardcore. Yeah.
And most of these guys were preachers, artisans, farmers.
Fuck.
Ignorant. This is just taken from the internet. Ignorant folks. Who could not recite the Lord's Prayer.
They were yokels.
Yes. They fucking were getting burned at the stake because they didn't know the Lord's Prayer.
I don't know that goddamn Lord's Prayer there. I don't know what I do.
And a lot of them were like disabled people, blind people. And there was, you know, at that time, that's not something that was medically diagnosed. That it was just assumed there was something wrong with these people.
I don't like the cut of his
So the queen's like, oh, I have exactly the answer to all these questions.
Burn them.
Yeah, they can't see. They must die. Burn them at the stake.
Trial by fire.
Yes. So in one instance, there was a witch that was burned, and she was in she was in like her third trimester, okay? She was getting ready to pop this kid out. Well, they're burning her at the stake, and she starts to give birth.
Oh, shit.
Yes. The baby comes out while she's being burned, and the executioner, this is really cool, because when I think of an executioner, I just think of some big nasty bastard with a black hood on his face.
She's like the turkey, and then the baby is like the thermostat that pops out.
So the baby pops out, the executioner grabs the baby and throws it into the fire.
Oh, holy fuck!
At the request of Queen Mary.
Kill the baby.
Queen Mary the First. So, I guess after this, it got to her a little bit.
Okay.
And she would just stay huddled in the floor and cry. All the while, she's allegedly been pregnant for 2 years. And the people start to say, hey, this bitch has been pregnant for a long time.
She's like Joe Swanson's wife on Family Guy.
Yeah. She's never having the baby.
She was pregnant for like 7 seasons.
Yeah. So I guess there is like a medical term for this. It's like pseudocyesis.
It's called faking a pregnancy until she actually gets knocked up.
Listen, man, these people believe in their brain so fucking deeply that they are pregnant that it tricks their body into thinking they're pregnant, and they start to get like
the symptoms and shit.
The stomach grows, the breasts get hard and tender.
Making milk.
Yeah, the menstrual period stops.
Yeah,
and apparently
that's a real thing.
And it doesn't happen that often anymore because we have these things called doctors,
medicine.
Yeah. So, yeah. A couple years down the road, she got pregnant again.
Slut.
She's fucking convinced. And I guess towards the end of the last pregnancy, they had a special room set up with all like the delivery equipment and stuff. And then some schmuck in the castle's like, all right, we're going to go ahead and get this shit out of here because she's been pregnant forever and she's not going to have this baby. But the depression and whatnot, that lingered. But then at like 40 years old, she thought she was pregnant again. She's like, I swear to you people, I'm fucking pregnant again. But it turns out it was just menopause.
It's a diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Vicious.
I ate a very large burrito.
He has a vicious Sri Lanka water butt. It was menopause.
Oh,
her menstrual cycle was stopping. Her body was shutting down for business.
40?
Yeah. Well, that back then, you're.
Well, I guess you only lived to like 50 then.
Back then, you only lived to like 16. Like,
she was already like well overdue.
Yeah, you got like 8 year olds. Like, I'm on this later half of life. I don't have much time left. I gotta get this shit done. I gotta get my will written up. And so she ended up dying from 42.
Fuck, that sucks.
She was old. She was an old maid at that point.
Fuck.
But the people rejoiced, man, when she died. She fucking killed babies at fires.
Fuck that bitch.
They say it was probably ovarian cancer or something. She just, her entire life, she dealt with.
Yeah, she sounds like she sucked. She deserved
all it. All I know is when I go to the vagina doctor with my wife, there's like a picture of a goat head sitting on the counter. And I think that's the ovaries and stuff for the, would my wife call it uterus?
Yeah. It's strange how that does resemble that, right?
It looks like a fucking skeleton goat man.
That's like a fucked up tree.
There's this thing called a Popelik monster in Kentucky, and I think that's what
it's
it
just
looks
a
like.
Big ovary.
Yeah. But as you all know, for Bloody Mary, there's many variations. I know originally when Bloody Mary was a thing, this is a little different than modern day. Young women would walk up a flight of stairs backwards, okay, and while holding a candle and a small mirror. And if they were lucky, they would chant Bloody Mary's name. But if they were lucky, they would see the face of their future husband.
Oh,
yeah.
Fancy mirror on the wall.
But sometimes it didn't always go that way. Sometimes in the mirror they would see a skull or a grim reaper,
which meant
you were gonna fucking die before you got married.
Yeah,
but that's not a strange thing to think about,
right?
Because back
when
then
you lived to be 40,
yeah, ripe old age of 20,
you'll die a lonely, lonely lady.
Yeah, but yeah, the variations of Bloody Mary. You go into a dark bathroom, you turn the lights off, you light three candles. Some people say you light 13 candles. And then you chant the name Bloody Mary either three times,
right,
13 times, or over and over and over again. And then you see the face of a fucking wretched queen with her face falling off. Sometimes she might be clutching a dead baby. Maybe it's the one that she fucking burned to death. I don't know.
Maybe she's swinging a tampon around the string.
Maybe. Maybe it was that one that she was pregnant with for 2 years.
Who knows?
Big old petrified turd. That's a space peanut. It's a frozen hunk of poopy.
It's a frozen chunk of poop.
And shout out to my wife. I asked her if she'd ever played Bloody Mary before. She said in her variation, you put your hand on the mirror and you chant her name. And then she cuts your hand. Like, she slices. And then she's like,
there's so many different ways to play it.
And then she looked at me real serious and she's like, that's why I have an M on my hand. Like, and I looked at I'm like, I got that M too. Fucking quit fucking with me. That's some bullshit.
I just thought you walked into the bathroom with the lights out, said Bloody Mary three times, and you would see her face and run the fuck out.
No. And you'll see the corpse of, you know, of whatever the fuck she is, but it's said. She screams at you. She curses at you. She'll attempt to strangle you.
That's
and
really
sometimes,
mean.
Okay, she will steal your soul.
Ah, fucking
or
asshole.
She will drink your blood.
Ooh, so she's a vampire.
Just to fucking turn it upside down, straight to the fucking head, drinking your blood.
She's a real Bill Compton.
Yeah, that's Bloody Mary right there. I didn't realize there was such a.
That's a good backstory.
Backstory, and she was a. Fucking nasty gash, man.
Jesus. What a twat.
I think English people use that word a lot when they call it, like, they don't use cunt, they call them a gash.
Or,
I'm like, man,
or
that's
twat.
A,
they say twat a
that's
lot.
That's a nasty fucking word, isn't
that's,
it?
That's, yeah.
In America, if you call a woman a cunt, that's
like the worst
that's
word.
That's the end all.
Besides getting, the N word, that's like yeah. The English. That's like the equivalent.
Yeah, and you get punched in the fucking mouth. Like, they're gonna grab you
cunt
by your wiener.
Such a good word.
Yeah, but. In
twat.
England,
I love twat. Twat.
Yeah, and then like in England, that's how they greet their butt. Like, what's up, you fucking twat?
Yeah,
yeah.
You fucking cunt. Yeah. English people are so fun.
I know. I love them. Love them
all, all right. Well, my turn. Got a little bit of a fun one. I'm going to go with the elevator game.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Now, I want to say, before I go into the elevator game, I want to thank my buddy Sean Macko on this one.
Shawnee boy.
Oh, Shawnee boy. He's the one that recommended this to me whenever we were putting up that hellacious swing set. So, the elevator game
was
now.
Is it a love swing?
It is. It's got a big heart above it and everything. Yeah. Me and him just swing on it on weekends.
That's
the
not
kids
the
went
love...
up and we're like, it's fucked down!
Yeah.
It's our swing!
That love swing I'm talking about is the one where you get strapped in your bedroom and you, and you fucking pound it out.
Like I said.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's just in his backyard.
All right.
All right.
Just keep your socks on. It's not gay.
This is another game where you're going to fly solo on.
God damn it, man.
Now, for this one, you're not going to play at home unless you live in an apartment building. You got to have a building with at least that's at least 10 stories high and that has an elevator. Obviously, hence the elevator game.
My mansion has 10 stories.
Yeah, if you have a 13-story or 10-story house, you're good to go.
P. Diddy.
Yeah, exactly. Instructions for this game. You're going to enter the building, whatever building you choose. You're going to get into the elevator on the first floor, and you're going to hit your button. Once the elevator comes down, if there's anybody in the elevator, do not proceed. You have to make sure you get into an empty elevator on the first floor.
Make sure there's no one to share in your fucking misery.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to do that. That's not fun. You're going to press... This is just going to be a bunch of button pressing for a little bit. You're going to push the fourth floor button. When you reach the fourth floor, do not get out. Stay in the elevator and push the button for the second floor.
What if you smell Cinnabon?
I would probably get out.
Stop the game and get off the fucking elevator.
Get you a fucking cinnamon roll.
Come back and start over.
Yeah, go back to the first floor, start over. Now, you're going to hit the fourth floor button. Like I said, you're not going to get out. And then you're going to hit the second floor button. So from the first floor to the fourth floor to the second floor. When you get to the second floor, you're going to push the sixth floor button. When you get to the sixth floor, you're going to press the button for the second floor again. When you reach the second floor, push the button for the tenth floor.
At what point do the bodies hit the floor?
God damn it. Now.
Nothing wrong with me.
When you get to the 10th floor, you're going to stay on the elevator, and you're going to press the button for the 5th floor. Now, when you get to the 5th floor, there's going to be a woman that may try to enter the elevator.
Nothing wrong with me!
She's just singing really bad nu metal.
Oh, God.
If you see the woman, do not look at her. Do not talk to her. She is not what you think she is.
Call the fire department.
Yeah, you're going to push the button for the first floor. Now, even though you push the button for the first floor, the elevator may go to the 10th floor instead of going to the first. That's good. Well, I guess it depends on which way you look at it.
I don't have enough blood pressure medicine for all this shit.
Now, if the elevator goes down to the first floor, you need to exit as soon as the door opens. Do not look back. Do not talk.
Get your cracky ass off that fucking...
If you get to the 10th floor, you can either choose to get off the elevator or stay on it. If you choose to get off and the woman entered the elevator on the 5th floor, she's going to ask you, where are you going? Don't answer her. Don't look at her. Ignore the shit out of her. Now,
where are you
at
going?
This point... This is when it gets cool, because at this point, you'll know if you've arrived to the other world. Now,
the other world?
The other world.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
So, or some places, some things I've seen it's called the shadow side.
I'm good, bro.
Yeah. So you're going to be tripping in another dimension here.
Nintendo's re-releasing the Super Nintendo. I'm staying here.
Now, you'll know if you're in the other world by one indication, and that's going to be that you are the only person in it. There's nobody else.
That doesn't sound that bad.
Now, You had a bad day. Kids react like assholes. Fuck this. I'm going to the other world.
I can just shit in the floor right here. No one's going to care. There's no one to judge me for shit in the floor right here.
There's another one of the games that I have mentions the other world or the shadow side. No. And it's a lot similar to, and going back to our many references to Stranger Things, to the Upside Down.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lot like that. It's a shadow world.
As long as there's Wi-Fi, I'm there.
Now, yeah, exactly. So sign me up. Yeah. If you choose to stay on the elevator when you get to the 10th floor, you want to press the button for the first floor. If it doesn't work, you're going to keep pushing it until it does. You want to get to the first floor.
No, 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 no.
When it reaches the first floor, get out as soon as it opens. Once again, don't look back. Do not talk. If you choose to exit the elevator at the 10th floor, so where the other world is, you must use the elevator, the same elevator that you got up to the 10th floor as you arrive. This is elaborate. When you enter the elevator, you want to press the buttons in the same order you did in steps, in like the steps that I told you, just step like two through eight is what it numbers it out. But you're going to go from like, you know, the first floor or backwards. So 10 to 2 to 4 to 6, whatever the fuck it is. When you get to the fifth floor, which if you remember right, that's where the girl gets on, press the button for the first floor. The elevator will begin to go to the 10th. While it's going to the 10th, you're going to press any other button to cancel it.
Is there a get the fuck out of here button?
Yeah, I wish. I've never seen one of those in an elevator, but I'd push it if I did. It's the emergency button. Now, you must press that button to cancel before you reach the 10th floor. Once you reach the first floor, you're going to look around. If anything seems off from when you entered it, even like the smallest thing, do not exit. If you detect something's wrong, you're going to repeat the steps until the surroundings look exactly the same.
Okay.
Because there's a chance you still may be in the other world. Once you're confident that you've returned to your own world, you may exit the elevator.
I don't really remember if this dinosaur was here on the first time or not.
Now, a little bit like I said, if you reach the other world, the floor that you get off on will almost look identical to the one from your own world, except for two things. One, all the lights will be off, and the only other thing you'll be able to see from the windows is a red cross in the distance.
There you go.
Now,
that's where you need to go.
Now, there's some people say that, you know, electronic devices, like, you know, your cameras, phones, stuff like that won't work in the other world. Some people say they do. Who knows? My guess is go to your nearest downtown building, try this, and let us know.
Yeah. But Verizon has like 97% coverage of America.
I'm pretty sure I saw the other world was covered.
They got cell towers in the dark world for sure.
Now,
your fucking bill's going to be expensive.
But. Yeah. Those roaming charges are a bitch. If at any point you pussy out and faint or pass out or lose consciousness,
lose control of your bowels,
you shit your pants, you're probably going to wake up in your own home.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Right back in my double wide.
Make sure to examine your surroundings, because where you returned, the home you returned to may not be the one you left.
There's the lotion. There's the tissues. Yeah, but this is where I came from.
So if that's not the case, you need to complete out the rest of it backwards and get your ass.
God, that is entirely home. Too time consuming.
But it's fun.
Yeah, that's entirely too, like, I've not been devoted to anything like that my entire life. The only thing I've constantly done my entire life is masturbate.
I was going to say the same exact thing.
No collecting stamps, no shit like that.
God. I drink beer.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Well, I'm going to move on to my game. It's called the Corner Game. And if you, and I want you to put on some really creepy music for me. Can you do that?
Yeah, let me find something here for you.
Ooh.
Yes.
Welcome.
And I was wondering what type of voice I wanted to use to read this game. I think I found it.
This game's called the Corner Game.
Ooh.
And it's of Korean origin. And goddamn Koreans. Kim Jong-un's playing this game right now with Dennis Rodman.
Ooh, yes.
And his mansion. This is a game used to summon demons, okay?
I like demons.
Preferably corner-dwelling demons Because of all the demons I want to hang out with, I'm definitely down with corner-dwelling demons.
Yeah, why not?
So what you need for the corner game is an empty room, nothing in it, with four corners.
Of course.
No people or pets in the building at all.
Okay.
So take little fucking Petey to the fucking groomer. You need all the lights off in the building, except for the light in the room.
Okay.
You need to enter the game room and speak your name 3 times. There needs to be one designated speaker. No one else speaks for the entire game, okay? So
don't bring your wife or girlfriend.
Right. Make it abundantly clear that there's only one speaker, because if you fuck up here, you'll die.
Plain and simple.
My disclaimer is don't play any of these games. All right?
Ooh, did you hear that laugh?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, shit.
I told you this shit's fucking creepy. Next step, you close the door once everyone's inside. Don't speak, okay? Don't fucking speak. Then, this is the best part. Turn out the lights.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Why not?
Each person needs to choose their own corner.
Okay.
You can't share a corner. Each person grabs their own corner.
Right? Okay.
You need to face the corner with your back towards the middle of the room. Then the speaker... That's what we're going to call this person, the speaker.
Makes sense.
The person counts to 3. Ooh. After 3, everyone rotates a corner clockwise. You have to keep your back towards the middle of the room, and don't look behind you, don't speak, don't look at anyone else in the room. Just shift corners clockwise. There has to be a preconceived plan here, that there's an audible notice that you give to one another when you shift corners. So when you've safely made it to the next corner, you need to give out a designated knock. Like, you know, maybe you knock twice, your other friend knocks.
A police knock?
Yeah. Each person has to have their own knock to signify to the other people in the room, I've made it to the next corner and I'm okay.
Okay.
Okay, so what happens when you make it to your corner? You give your knock, and then it's time for your friend's knock, who knocks 3 times, and they don't give their knock 3 times. That means that person has vanished, okay? That person's gone.
Can you get a fancy knock, like a black person handshake?
Right. Once you realize that this person has disappeared...
God. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. Once someone is missing, you need to engage the emergency procedure. There's an emergency procedure for this game, okay?
Okay.
Each person needs to speak their name backwards 3 times.
What? How the fuck do you do that?
Kin. Kin. You need to speak your name 3 times, okay? Then you need to turn around and press your back against the corner. Then everyone needs to move clockwise towards a light, the light switch.
Okay.
And once everyone makes it to the light switch, whatever you do, don't speak. You're still not supposed to be speaking at this point.
Jeez, did you forget the rules already?
After everyone makes it to the light, everyone needs to speak their name 3 times backwards and flip the light on. Okay, here's where it gets good. After the emergency procedure is initiated, when the lights are on, you may see that an additional figure has appeared in the room that is not your missing friend.
Ooh.
They're
still gone.
Don't speak to this being. It's a demon.
So tempting, though.
Don't speak to it, whatever you do.
Even if it has big old titties.
At this point, you need to complete... There's a completion procedure.
I keep laughing.
This is assuming that when you flip your light back on, that your missing friend has reappeared.
Okay.
All 4 people need to gather around the light switch, speak their name backwards 3 times, turn the light off, turn it back on, and then you exit the room, leaving the paranormal being, the demonic being, whatever you want to call it, in the room alone. Okay, everything I've read in the research says that if you can't get the person to come back, you're on your own. There's no answer to how to get the person to come back. Most of all, once you exit the room, you need to get... you're going to need to give that motherfucker about 45, 55 minutes. Don't go in there, because...
I need about 350.
Yeah. You need to give that bitch, that demon in there, a little while to go back to wherever it came from. Could you imagine?
Kick him a couple Coors Lights.
Yeah. So that's the...
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
That's the corner game.
That's fun.
It is fun.
I like that.
Listen, if I'm the motherfucker that perished, and you don't come find my ass, when I do come back, I'm going to get a Taco Bell. I'm going to order about $20 worth of Taco Bell, and you're getting a Mexican waffle iron. You know what a Mexican waffle iron is?
Tell me.
It's where I come to your house and find a futon or pull-out couch. I take a shit in that bitch, and then I fold it back up.
Yeah. Not even say a fucking word.
Just walk out. Chili cheese burrito, $2.99.
So disrespectful.
Bask in it.
At that point, I think that's deserved.
Yeah.
Now, okay. We're in a fun predicament here because we're at about 52 minutes almost.
Oh, really?
And was that your last one?
No, the midnight game is left.
Midnight game, fuck. And I still got two more myself. So, what do we do? Are we going to make this a little bit longer?
Yeah.
Fuck it. YOLO.
Yep.
I got two. You're going to do the midnight game next?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave this one because it's kind of similar.
Okay.
So we'll get into my last one last, of course. I'm going to go into the Hooded Man. Now, the Hooded Man ritual... This is something that appeared on r/nosleep on Reddit.
Wonderful place.
Wonderful place. It is submitted by username NikkiButler123. It's came up from various sites, but you know, it's possible that it meant to, you know, to deepen. It says, it's possible that this claim is meant to deepen a newer story's sense of history. So it could be that this is the first occurrence of it, but they're saying it's occurred in many other places to make it seem like it's more of a lore type deal, an urban legend game-ish. Now, this ritual, this is important that you need to be, even though this is a ritual, you need to be in some state of peace and calm.
That would be altered consciousness for me.
Yeah. So don't drink. Don't fucking do drugs. If you're agitated, nervous, or if you're scared, do not do this. You have to be level headed. It's another single player game. And the list of things you need, you're going to have two black cords or ropes measuring half of a meter in length each. You're going to need a telephone, not a cell phone, but an old school telephone.
What's that?
A rotary phone.
A VCR.
Where you got to finger the buttons and spin them around all fun like.
You know, Blockbuster membership.
Or some type of a touch tone phone that works like your mom's house phone that she never checks the answer machine on. It has to be some sort of like a physical non-cell phone phone. There, I need a thing of matches or a lighter, a watch, and salt. Now, prior to beginning, you're going to perform a cleansing ritual in the location that you're going to perform this ritual at, the Hooded Man ritual. You're going to burn sage, spread salt or ash before entering the front door. One of those, you know, some of them things.
I used to burn sage before my dad went in the bathroom.
You're going to shut all doors, close all windows, shut all curtains. You're going to turn off the lights as well as any other electronic devices.
I'm taking a fucking nap at that point. That sounds divine.
You're dead to the world at that point. You're going to take the two black cords, the matches or lighter, and you're going to put those near the phone, near your old school corded phone. You're going to empty all your pockets of any power protection items, which you can keep, you know, a protection item, which may be anything, you know, that may keep you safe. But you're going to keep the watch on you, and you're going to call the cab. So
Uber,
you're going to start this at night, and you're going to sit down by the telephone and count to the number 13. Then you're going to leave the phone off the hook and dial this number, 204-96888. You're going to tie one of your black cords around the telephone's handset, and you're going to lift the handset by the cord.
Oh, God.
So you're not going to be physically touching the handset. And then you're going to dial these numbers, 255-158-23. You're going to count to 13 and then set the headset down, or the handset down. But do not hang it back on the phone. Okay. You don't want to end the call. You want to keep the call going.
Yeah.
You're going to speak the following words into the receiver. Hello, I need a cab. You're going to get the Uber driver from hell. You're going to untie the first black cord that you wrapped around the handset, and you're going to replace it with the second one. You're going to burn the first cord immediately if possible. If you cannot burn it, burn it as soon as you've completed the ritual.
Put it in the fucking garbage disposal.
Yeah.
your husband will love that.
You're going to open your curtains, and you're going to look out. If you have done these steps correctly, you will see a black taxi cab parked outside of your house or wherever you're at. You're going to exit, locking your doors, and you're going to go into the cab's back seat. Now, once you're in the cab,
prepare for insertion.
I love how this is put. Once you're in the cab, you're going to lock the door and go to sleep.
I will excel.
Yeah, exactly.
I will conquer this game with
because you just summoned a demon black taxi.
Vicious authority.
And you're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to fucking go to sleep.
Like, hey, buddy, I see your face is missing, but I'm going to go ahead and take a nap back here if that's all right.
If you don't mind, I'm just going, I just need some Z's, man. Now, while the ride begins, or while the ride's going, you know, you're going to be sleeping.
Yeah, why is this taxi shaped like a hearse?
When you when you wake up, you need to check your watch to see what time it is. If your watch shows anything other than 3:30 a.m., you're going to leave the cab and re-enter your home within 2 minutes. And you're going to go to the ending, which is step one. If your watch reads 3:30, you're going to go back to sleep. Oh, yeah. When you awaken for the second time, you'll find the cab to be driving on a highway with a man wearing a hood at the wheel.
Great.
Do not do any of these things. Don't panic, of course.
Easily.
Do not try to get out of the cab while you're moving, because that's a bad idea. You don't want to speak to any other passengers that may be in the cab.
Oh, man.
When you're ready to end your ride, you're going to get close to the hooded man's ear, and you're going to say the following. I have reached my destination. You will fall asleep one last time. I think you have to have narcolepsy in order to do this. And when you wake up, you will have returned to your starting location.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, this is getting into the ending. Once you have returned to your starting location, you're going to seat yourself by the telephone once more, and you're going to dial 200-082. You're going to use the black cord, the second black cord, to lift up the handset. You're going to set it down, and you're going to say this. Thank you for the ride. You're going to untie the black cord, burn it, and then bury the ashes of that cord and the first cord in the ground. And you're going to scatter salt all over the burial site. And that's going to perform the cleansing ritual.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty much what you're doing there. Additional notes that they have here, sage, salt, or any other item of protection may be used during the cleansing ritual, before and after the Hooded Man ritual itself. Now, these items are not supposed to be carried while you're performing the ritual.
Let me ask you this, Rob, what the fuck do you accomplish by doing this shit?
I don't know. You must not have any friends or be lonely.
As a disclaimer, I would like to say, when you play any of these games, you're going to need an adult diaper.
Yeah, I would need one.
Ultimately.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a bunch of other stuff that's notated, but you know what?
That's a good one.
That's good.
So, real quick, I'm going to hit the listener story. We have two, but I'm only going to go with one since we're kind of squashed on time here.
Yeah,
this is Instagram follower Sage Hadley.
Oh, yes.
He said he wrote us, because we said, if you have a story, let us know.
Yes.
And he wrote about
the Ouija board.
The Ouija.
Yeah.
Ouija. Don't you love old people that whistle when they talk?
Yeah.
Ouija. Give me some of that Ouija board.
Herbert the pervert.
You silly mother. You sexy bitch. Sage Hadley, he was 11, and he was going on a vacation to Martha's Vineyard.
Fancy.
So apparently Sage Hadley is a rich motherfucker.
California?
I think it's on the East Coast.
Or is it East Coast? I'm thinking of wine country.
Yeah. He was going to hang out with his cousin. Sage is a male, his cousin's a female. They lived in an old property with an old shed, like a shed in the backyard. Shed.
Yeah.
And it used to be an artist shed years before. So in the shed, he said there was like hanging ceramic masks all over the place.
Which is creepy as shit.
They kind of just left them. Ah, fuck it. We're just going to leave these.
They look good.
These are okay. They're hanging from the walls and shit. But his cousin had a bunch of girls over for a slumber party.
Sexy.
And naturally, girls did what girls do. They
pillow fights.
Wanted to play with a Ouija board.
Aw.
I've played with a Ouija board once, and it was a fucking girl cousin too.
I never have.
And the shit moved, and she said it wasn't her. And I'm like, no, fuck you. It did not move. You did it.
You did it.
Yeah. And to this day, I could take her in hand to hand combat for sure.
I'm still not over the fact that you moved the Ouija board.
But of all places, they ended up with the Ouija board. They're playing it in the shed. Okay. All right?
Yeah.
So there was one fucking bitch that kept getting really bossy. She kept on reaching out to this Greek mythology demon thing, like, show your fucking face, you pussy. But
antagonizing.
Finally, the Ouija board takes off and it starts moving. Okay. And then his cousin asks the question.
Oh, God.
Are you going to hurt us? And the Ouija board spelled out just the boy.
Fuck.
Or just him. I can't remember. Yeah. But then the Ouija board started to count down like 10, 9, 8.
Shit.
And that's when they all fucking ran, naturally. And when they went back the next morning, I guess it looked like a tornado went through the shed, destroyed it.
Yeah.
Ripped all the masks off the wall. Their bikes were stolen. So looks like crackheads went in there and cleaned up for them after they're done shitting all over the walls and stuff over this Ouija board game. But Sage, thanks for the story. I'm going to write you on Instagram to let you know, to remind you to listen. But we're moving on to
the one that I have as well. These two are considered the mother of all spiritual games.
This is the midnight game, and this is a pagan ritual. And I went back and researched pagan culture.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was exactly, because I knew they do a lot of like mean shit.
Yeah.
And apparently it's only pagans are people of non-Christian descent.
Yes.
So they believe in the earth, animals, spirits, free love. So they're just hippies, essentially. Modern day hippies. And the pagans use this to punish people who dared to disobey gods.
Aww.
While this game has obviously never been substantiated.
Yeah.
It is very popular for thrill seekers to play this stupid fucking game.
And just like I said, I feel like this one, out of all of them, I feel like this one's the scariest.
The realest.
This is the realest. Yeah. This is creepy as shit. I remember the first time I read this.
So proceed with at like your own risk.
This is a nail biter.
I don't recommend playing this.
No.
Not at all. Under any circumstances.
We can get this episode a lot of listens.
Yeah.
Maybe we will.
Yeah. At least there needs to be one principal.
Mm-hmm.
One main person. Yeah. And here's the required articles for this game. You need one candle, one lighter or book of matches,
mm-hmm.
one piece of paper, not toilet paper, that's for later. You need one piece of paper, one writing utensil, one pen, that's like, you know, like a fucking needle, and you need a wooden door.
That's, yeah.
a closed wooden door.
Yeah.
And you need some salt. Because you're going to need it for the mashed potatoes.
Any good cook knows you must season.
You have to begin the game prior to midnight, because yes. This is the midnight
game. The midnight game.
You're trying to summon the midnight man.
Jeez.
My name is the midnight man. You write your full name, first, middle, and last, on a piece of paper with your writing utensil. Then you need to prick your finger with the pen and squeeze it until a drop of blood drops onto the paper.
This is when you know you're doing some serious shit. When you need a blood oath.
Yeah. And we're going to need some chicken bones and some goat blood.
Yeah. I don't need you to cut off one of your toes.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing in there? Playing Sega, Mom.
Leave me alone, Ma. I'm playing the midnight game.
Do not get the blood on the fucking carpet.
Because your mom will beat the shit out of you.
Dot the blood on the paper and allow it to soak in, okay? Then you need to turn off every light in your home as if the shit isn't scary enough, all right?
So if your dad's watching reruns of Cops, go to bed, Dad. Tell him to go the fuck to bed.
Turn Storage Wars off and take your fat ass to fucking bed. Place the paper with your name and blood on it in front of the closed wooden door. Light the candle using the matches or lighter and place it on top of the paper. If you're using a taper, make sure it's placed in the candle holder. You don't want to burn your fucking house down. Knock on the door 22 times. The final knock must occur precisely when the clock chimes 12 a.m.
12 a.m.
Open the door, then blow out the candle and close the door. Relight your candle immediately. Now we're on to the main event. Keeping your candle in your hand and your salt and matches or lighter close by, begin to move about your home. So essentially, you're running from the Midnight Man at this point. Should your candle go out, you must relight it within the next 10 seconds. If you are successful, continuing moving about your home, do not stop moving until 3:33 a.m.
Very specific.
If you are unsuccessful in relighting the candle, immediately surround yourself with a circle of salt.
Yes.
Remain inside the circle until 3:33 a.m.
That's your circle of protection.
Yes. So if you do this right when the game starts at 12 a.m., you're fucked.
Yeah.
Until you have to sit there in your own shit till 3:33.
3 hours and 33 minutes. Yeah. You're fucked. Do not let the candle go out.
Yeah. So you're essentially running from this dark being.
Yeah.
Who appears, named the Midnight Man.
Right.
And he will fucking growl in your ear. He'll whisper in your ear. He'll grab you. Whatever he needs to do to make you piss your pants.
You want me to tickle your butthole?
I'm the Midnight Man, and I'm here to see what type of underwear you're wearing.
At 3:33 a.m., it is safe to stop moving or step outside your circle of salt. You may also turn on the lights. The game is over. Additional notes, the Midnight Game must be played, or may be played with more than one player. In the instance, all players are principals. As such, each player must perform the invitation individually. All right. The invitation welcomes an entity known as the Midnight Man inside your home. The entire goal of this game is to avoid meeting the Midnight Man in the dark. Apparently, he's okay in the light in the dark.
You want to summon him, but you want to avoid him at the same time.
Should you stop moving at any point throughout your home during this process,
don't do it.
He will catch you.
Yeah.
There's different accounts as to what he'll do or how he behaves.
Surprise butt sex.
Yeah. Surprise! It's not rape if you yell surprise. Did you know that?
No. Is that written in the books?
So, yeah. Some claims he'll induce a hallucination or your worst fears until the end of the game.
So he's like acid.
So I'm going to see sharks with freaking laser beams on their heads until the end of the game. Other claims, this kind of sounds like Slender Man almost. He'll remove your organs one by one.
Put them in a bag.
But nonetheless, both of these outcomes need to be avoided.
Aw.
Yeah. Indications the Midnight Man is close by include sudden drops in temperature.
The sound of a soft whisper with no discernible source.
I hope that was good. The appearance of a humanoid figure within the darkness. So, hey, Ma, is that you?
No!
No!
And the biggest thing of a hint to let you know that he's nearby, your fucking candle goes out.
Yes.
Because he blows your candle out.
Keep that salt handy.
Should you experience any of these, you need to leave the area immediately. You should, if you experience the candle going out, light the shit back up quickly. But if you experience any of the three, you need to leave the area. You need to run from this fucking guy.
Get the fuck out.
There are no known methods to abort the game. So once you're in it to win it, all right?
Yeah, you have to complete out the ritual.
And the do-nots, do not turn on the lights during the game. Do not use a flashlight during the game. Do not go to sleep during the game. Do not use a lighter instead of a candle during the game. Do not use a person's blood other than your own during the game.
Follow the fucking rules!
Yeah. Do not attempt to leave your home during the game. And do not attempt to provoke the Midnight Man during the game.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
And most importantly, do not assume that the Midnight Man has left your home for good at the conclusion of the game.
Yeah.
Which just made my hair on my neck stand up.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I really, really love...
Could you imagine?
The Midnight Man.
Why?
The Midnight Game.
That's what I'm saying is why, man.
I don't know. I couldn't imagine.
Think of so much cooler stuff to do besides running for my fucking life.
Yeah, there's so much cooler stuff to do. I mean,
cutting shit. My dick off with a rusty spoon. That sounds a lot fucking better, doesn't it?
Eating myself.
Yeah. Eating myself out. Facebook Live fired up.
Yeah. Now, the last one, this is another big daddy. This is the Three Kings ritual.
Ooh.
Woo! And this is the last one.
We three kings declare this land.
It's called the Three Kings ritual, but we'll get into a little bit of what it is. This is a single player. Mm. Another one. Oh wait, and a partner. So I lied. It's you're flying. You know it's me and you. Yeah. We're doing this together.
The bros of Brohio.
Now, yeah, but only one person plays the game. The other person is kind of like the lookout.
Yeah.
So you got to have backup. You got to have muscle.
In prison, that's called a 6'5". Someone's 6'5"ing for you. They're watching your back.
Now, like along with the hooded man, you and your partner should both be mentally, emotionally, and spiritually stable whenever you do this ritual. Do not attempt if you're having any serious issues, or if any of you have done any drugs or alcohol in the last 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
So I can't ever play this game.
That rules out everyone in Colorado.
And me. I don't think I've ever had a beer had a beer longer than 5 days. Fuck, that would suck. So I can't play this, but you can play with somebody else. You and Stacy can play this.
I'll just play with myself.
Now, requirements for this game. You want a large, quiet, empty room, of course. Windowless is preferred. If windows are present, you want to cover them completely with either curtains, sheets. You know, the basement's a perfect place.
Really good for blacking out light in a window is aluminum foil.
Ooh,
that's good for you third shifters.
There you go. That's a good... My bedroom doesn't have any windows.
That's good.
So I'm in, like, eternal darkness
dead.
In there.
That's great.
Let me take a swig real quick here. With the old whistle. So you got your large room. You need a pack of candles, a lighter, matches, more work, a bucket of water.
Lots of lube.
One mug, an electric fan, two large mirrors, three chairs, three kings.
God damn it.
One alarm clock, a fully charged cell phone, and one small object of sentimental value. This is going to be your safe piece.
My baby blanket.
Your lucky piece. Yeah, your lucky ex-boyfriend's dick.
My first Playboy.
Attached to your keychain. You're going to begin this at 11 p.m. Do not begin if your partner is not present or has not been briefed on his or her role. Your partner is going to remain in your home for the entire duration of this game. They have to be there.
I'm just laughing, course. Like, halfway through the game, shit gets really fucked up. And
like, nope.
And you're like, Rob, man, what's going wrong? You're like, dude, I had a beer like 2 days ago.
We're fucked, man.
Fuck.
You're going to place one chair in your room, facing north in the center of your room. So in the center of your room, you're going to place one chair in the middle facing north. This chair is going to be your throne. You're going to place the other two chairs on either side of your throne facing it. So you're going to be looking at these two chairs in front of you. They're going to be about an arm's length away. These will be your queen's chair and your fool's chair. You're going to take one of your two mirrors on and put it on the queen's chair and the other on the fool's chair. So you'll be sitting looking at two chairs, one having a mirror each on the chairs. The mirrors should be placed perpendicular to the chair's seats and facing both each other and you. So they're going to be at an angle to where you can see your own reflection in both mirrors out of your peripheral vision.
At what point do you dump your 40 out for your homies during this game?
You may want to do that beforehand, okay. just to get everything ready.
You're going to die.
You should not have to turn your head in order to see out of you. The whole thing is you do not want to be looking directly at the mirrors. You want to be able to see from your peripheral vision that you can see yourself in it. But you're not going to want to look directly into the mirrors. You're going to take the bucket of water and the mug and you're going to put it in front of you, but just out of reach. You're going to place the fan behind your throne, and you don't want to put it on high. That's too much because you don't want your candle to blow out.
That's how I sleep.
Me too.
You don't sleep during this game, though, right?
You do not.
Okay.
You're going to set your fan to medium or low, just enough to where it's going, but not going crazy. You're going to leave the room, keep the door open. You're going to... Oh, wait, you know what? I was wrong. You do go to sleep. Ooh, I just heard a fucking scary-ass noise. You're going to go to your bedroom.
Something just went boom, boom.
I know. That was fucking... that sucked.
Damn it. Can we wrap this up, please?
Is it the Midnight Man?
It's 11 o'clock right now, a little bit after.
Yeah, it's 11:07 right now as we're doing this.
Please hurry.
So you're going to leave the room, leave the door open. You're going to go to your bedroom, set the candles, lighter, alarm clock, and cell phone next to your bed. For the love of Jeebus, make sure your phone is charging. Set your alarm clock for 3:30 a.m.
God, all the bad shit happens at 3:30.
3:30, that's the spiritual
that's
hour
the witching
right there.
Hour right there, buddy.
Yep, you're going to turn your lights off. You're going to keep your sentimental object close to you. You're going to go into bed, and you're going to go to sleep. Mm. Now, when you wake up at 3:30... when your alarm goes off, you're going to turn it off. Do not turn on the light. You're going to keep a hold of your power object. Grab your cell phone. Light a candle. Go back to your dark room where your chairs are at.
No.
You must be seated in your throne by 3:33.
A pass.
Yep, that's another Midnight Man thing there. Do not proceed if any of the following happens. If your cell phone does not charge, if your alarm did not go off at 3:30 a.m., if you go to the dark room and find the door closed, if you go to the dark room and the fan is off, or if you are not seated in your seat by 3:33. Should any of these things happen, take your partner, leave your home, do not come back until after 6 a.m.
Oh, God.
That's going to cancel everything. You cannot have any of these things happen or else you're kind of fucked. Now, if you do not encounter any of these things, you're going to want to go ahead. You're going to sit in your throne and you're not going to look directly at the mirrors. Like I said, you do not want your candle to go out either. So when you're walking to get to your seat, you're going to use your body to protect the candle so that fan that's behind you is not blowing your candle out.
Fuck that shit, man.
You're going to sit in your seat in your throne and you're going to focus on the darkness in front of you in between the two mirrors. Do not look at them. Do not look at the candles.
That sounds really just focus on the darkness.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy as fuck. If you have any questions you wish to ask, you may ask them now.
What do you mean questions?
Anything you want to ask.
Like anything you want to ask the other side?
The other side.
Like you're trying to reach out to... Oh, see?
We'll get into this here.
Oh, man.
You may or may not receive a response. If you do, your response will come from the direction of one of the mirrors. Do not look at the mirrors. I can't say this enough. Do not look at the mirrors. Any answers received should be taken with the proverbial grain of salt. So one of the mirrors is your queen and one of the mirrors is the fool, but you're not going to know which one's which.
Oh my God.
So they could be lying or they could be telling you, giving you a right answer. Now, also note as well that whatever may appear in the mirrors, it's for them, it's open as well. So you may be either their queen or their fool.
Oh.
So nobody is in charge. You don't know who's who. The other person or the other entity in the mirror does not know who's who.
Until something bends over and says, I am in charge.
Look at my butt.
Yeah, just ruin my pants.
You're going to sit in this throne until 4:34 a.m.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Now, to end the game, at 4:34 a.m., your partner needs to call out your name to end the game. Should this fail, your partner needs to call your cell phone, which should be fully charged. Should that fail, your partner needs to go into the room without touching you and use the bucket, fill the mug of water. If you happen to be moved, the fan's going to blow out your candle, ending the game. Should you become lost or disoriented, your power object's going to guide you back.
I'm not going to be waiting until, I'm not going to be waiting for an hour to start screaming for you, Rob.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Do not ignore any of the previously noted red flags prior to seating yourself in the throne. Do not attempt to stay in your home if any of these red flags appear, and do not attempt if you do not completely and totally trust your partner.
Yeah.
So if your wife is pissed off at you, do not do this game.
Yeah.
Now,
where's Rob? I just locked him in the fucking...
He's with the queen and the fool.
Yeah, the dark side. Dude, the crazy thing about this is there are no such thing as a good demon. So when you summon when you summon the fool and you summon the queen, both of these things are going to have like ill intentions and ill will towards you.
And you don't know who's who.
So even though
they don't know who's who,
even the perceived good one is still out to fucking fuck your world up.
They could seem like the good one, but they could be the bad one because the fool's going to want to make you seem.
But are you the good one or the bad one?
Exactly.
To them?
Exactly.
God, that's some heavy shit.
So I think that wraps everything up.
That's Urban Legend Game and Rituals.
What was your guys' favorite? Let us know. I would like to know. I think the Three Kings is really good, but the Midnight game is...
I like the corner game, too.
The corner, yeah.
Like the part where you turn the light on, and if there's another being in the room, don't talk to it.
I like the Daruma-san, because you get to do karate chops and yell Japanese words.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
Haruken!
It's like, what was that one show that was on... the one dubbed show that was on Spike, it was kind of like American Ninja Warrior or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
I know what you're talking about.
So fucking good. Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah.
You get to pretend you're Japanese, but it's opposite roles reversed there. But, yeah, that's everything.
If you made it this far, thanks for listening.
Yeah, we're an hour and a half in almost.
Oh, God.
Hour and 23 minutes. So thank you guys listening to our rambling. Do we have any information on our next episode that we want to give out?
I think we... Kicked around talking about like maybe the Dilatov Pass.
I think.
Or the Werner, like Ed and Werner or Ed Warren and the Annabelle people.
Yeah. From the movie.
We have a long list of things to possibly talk about.
One of those two
about.
Things, we'll figure that out later in the week. This is coming up to a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
So we might be a little late on our next episode or we might be early.
Who knows?
We'll play it by ear. We'll let everybody know. This one's a little bit late because this weekend was kind of hectic.
Yeah, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. I knocked Nick up.
Food baby.
Yeah. But we thank everybody for listening.
Yeah.
Like our Facebook page, Instagram, leave us a review. I don't know. Do we have any shout-outs to do?
Just the usuals.
Just the usuals.
Yeah.
You guys know who you are.
We're out of time anyways.
We don't have a crazy list. We're out of time, so... All I want to say is thank you, Brohio Nation, for listening, for supporting us. You guys are beautiful.
We'll keep going as long as you fuel the tank.
We'll keep on keeping on, and have a good week.
I love you. Happy 4th of July.
I love you.
Freedom, America, motherfuckers.
Yeah, bye.